Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Greg Warren with the Warren Report on coffee. It's coming up right after this.
Hi, and good morning, and welcome to the Mr. Insinuation Show. The show, well, you know, let's go to the phones and just go to the phones, huh? Good morning. You're on the program.
Hello, Mr. Insinuation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a,
Got a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with my wife.
Okay.
And, well, she,
She's not letting you...
You know.
Or she's not giving you...
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, boy.
You know, I was wondering how long that would...
She's not doing the,
Yeah. And
Okay. Have you tried...
Yeah, we did that.
Okay, have you tried this?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Mr.
Now,
I.
Have you followed... Now, if you tried that, follow it up with one of these.
Okay.
And then immediately after that, give it one of these.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
All right, well, thank you for every...
That ought to get you...
Well, yeah, okay.
You know, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I see by the way, we have a shortened show today. And thanks for calling today. And it's been the Mr. Insinuation Show.
Mm-hmm.
The show,
you know.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
You
know.
Sure.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And I think we are going to have a special guest.
There he is.
Oh, my gosh. These emails will have to wait.
We have a comedian.
What does the number two mean on a pencil?
We have comedian Greg Warren joining us. We're looking at him on the big screen. And, Greg, are you home? Are you in St. Louis?
Yes. Yes, I'm in St. Louis.
And I can't see because of the lighting in here. Who is on the wall behind you there?
That's Warren DeMartini from the band Rat.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Warren DeMartini.
All right. Yeah. Well, is that the idea is to have someone else named Warren?
Sure.
Do they also have someone named Slow Gin Fizz in the band? Or is it just Martini? Nothing.
Yeah, no, I mean... I can't blame him, Chick. What do you want him to do? Backflip?
No, Greg is a distinguished comedian. Did you ever notice beautiful blue eyes Greg Warren has?
They are lovely.
Yeah. Like Paul Newman-esque in there.
I've been told they twinkle.
You can swim in them.
Told.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks, gorgeous. Guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm gorgeous.
I don't sound like that.
I'm a funny comedian.
Hey, Greg, before we get to your report, do you think it's worth asking Chick the riddle that you texted me a few days ago?
Oh.
See if he knows the answer to this?
Oh, please.
Yeah. What's... let's say you're Allen Iverson. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm giving you a lecture about desert plants. What would you say?
Desert plants.
You're Allen Iverson.
I'm Allen.
I know it.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Cactus. we talking about cactus.
We're up in here talking about cactus.
We're up in here talking about cactus. I don't want to talk about cactus. It's cactus, man.
Very silly. I laughed
a lot. Sand. Not some sand. We're talking about cactus.
Yeah, cactus. That's pretty good. Cactus.
Yeah.
No.
I wanted to talk today about the history of coffee.
Oh, all right, I'm in.
I think we all enjoy it, right?
Yeah. It's there's several legends. My favorite takes place in Ethiopia, 700 AD. There's a guy named Kaldi.
Oh.
Kaldi is a goat herder, and one day he notices that his goats are dancing.
Wow!
And he looks closer, and they're eating some red berries. which are the coffee plant. And he starts eating the red berries and he feels invigorated. And he's like, oh, I better take these down to the monastery to see what they think, which is stupid. It's if you find something fun, don't take it to the monastery. That's always been my rule. So the monks were jerks. They thought he was an idiot, and they threw the beans in the fire.
Oh,
and then just a couple of minutes later, there was a very pleasant aroma, and they're like, well, maybe we should check this out. And they made coffee out of it, and that's how you got coffee. Interesting story. Those same goats, several years later, were wandering around behind a Walgreens. And they found some Sudafed and some battery acid.
Is that right?
They ate that and they danced, and then one of them robbed a liquor store.
Wow!
And that's how we found methamphetamine.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah. There's another couple other legends. Basically, birds with the same thing, and then a guy named Omar. But I like the Kaldi legend with the goats. But it did start in Ethiopia, and quickly it made its way across the Red Sea into the Arabian Peninsula, and that's where coffee really, really started.
Sure.
That's where we had sort of our first coffee shops. The Arabs liked coffee because it helped them get through their prayers. They have long, long series of prayers, and it helped them not fall asleep. I tried to find something about sort of the bladder issue, but I couldn't. I don't know if you're allowed to pee during prayer, but if you are not, then these guys are extremely tough. That's where all the coffee shops were. That's where men would hang out and discuss the issues of the day. They were called schools of the wise.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? But I don't think that I go to Starbucks every day, and I don't think that's held up. It's morons mostly. I overhear a lot of conversations, mostly morons, and I'm part of it. I say stupid things when I'm in Walgreens, or I'm sorry, Starbucks, and I do stupid things. You want to hear my favorite prank?
Please.
I think Josh has been part of this, and I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. If I go to a Starbucks. And somebody, let's say I'm with my buddy Josh, and he's like, hey, I'll pay. And I'm like, no, I'll pay. And he goes, no, I'll pay. And I'll go, really? And I'll go, yeah. I get as much stuff as I can, and I bring it to the register. I get one of those espresso machines. I get I get like aprons, and I put it all up there. And I do this every time, and not one barista has thought it was entertaining. Nobody's laughed.
He's got a French press and a mug that says,
I commit to the bit. Ask Josh. I commit to.
Oh yeah!
I actually put it on the counter, and Mark Gross does not care for that.
it's a good bit.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. They're killing it in the Arabian Peninsula with coffee, and they have a monopoly on coffee. They will let coffee beans out of the Arabian Peninsula, but they have to be. Like roasted first. So when you roast a bean, you can't plant it and make another coffee plant.
I see.
So they wouldn't let anything out until there's this guy. He was on he went to Mecca on his pilgrimage from India. His name was Sufi Baba Budan. And Sufi Baba Budan smuggled seven fertile coffee beans. He strapped them to his abdomen and snuck him out of the country to India, and they started growing coffee in India.
I bet he didn't strap him to his abdomen.
Oh, you think he?
I bet he keistered him.
Oh boy!
So that could. Well, when you plant them, they grow faster.
Yeah, yeah, they're already sort of pre-fertilized.
Yeah. Tom, I did the research. It was his stomach.
Well, then he pushed too hard.
Oh. I'll tell you what. You know what else he snuck out was. One of those mugs that says you don't want to mess with me until I've had my morning coffee. Those are good. Sufi Baba Budan, not to be confused with the Sufi Baba O'Reilly.
Who?
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. He's. I mean, while Boudin was smuggling beans, he was out here in the field.
Yeah.
Wow. Come yeah. on, Greg.
Look at him. Look at him smiling. Look at him.
Had coffee with all his meals.
Yeah, of course.
You
did
the Dothan thing. I mean,
Dothan, Alabama.
The Dothan is art. Okay.
I see. Dothan.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
So, Greg, what you're telling us is that they didn't have coffee beans in places like Colombia and all the places that we now associate with coffee.
The new world.
Let me tell you. Yeah, I mean, eventually they did, Tom. That was
But those plants aren't native to those places?
Mm-mm. No. It started in Arabia. Well, in Ethiopia. The Dutch were the first ones to get it because they had Java was the colony, which is known today is Indonesia.
Well, they had a group of men, the Dutch, that knew everything about everything. The masters,
the Dutch man.
Oh, sure.
They had cigars.
Yeah, they're mostly tobacco growers.
Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the French got it as a gift from the Dutch, and then this guy, Gabriel Matthew Duclos,
nailed it.
He got some clippings from the French king. And he brought them over to Martinique, the island in the Caribbean. That's how it got to the Western world.
Ah.
And it was a rough journey, man. He actually, they got attacked by pirates and he protected his plant. They rationed water and he shared his own water with the plant. And then a guy tried to destroy the plant. They weren't very specific about that, but I don't know. He didn't try to steal it. He tried to destroy the plant. It was an anti-coffee person, maybe a Mormon. I don't know. They don't like the coffee.
yeah. They may have,
can Mormons drink decaf?
I don't know.
Well, there's a little bit of caffeine. You know, I was in the coffee business, Tom. I sold Folgers. So
yeah.
There's a little bit of caffeine in a decaffeinated.
Oh, so then they're out then. That's odd.
Greg, do they have coffee shops in Ethiopia before they went to Arabia?
I don't think so, Josh. I don't think so.
Okay. I was just wondering if anybody, they all have a coffee and a Danish. Well, we can give you the coffee. We don't have food here, you see.
Ethiopia.
If anybody's, Josh was making a joke about a starving people.
I thought the Dothan went nowhere. That one really went nowhere.
Oh, he committed. He didn't give up.
I thought it was like the Danish.
No Danish? Well, I'll have a muffin. Well, you know, don't have that either.
Wow, it's very painful. Do they have Starbucks in Salt Lake City?
They do. Yeah, they do. I'll tell you where it's tough.
Are there fewer?
Provo.
Yeah, Provo.
There's probably fewer, but I was just in Salt Lake last weekend, so I can tell you they have them. But Provo, I was taping a special there one time, and I was like, "Hey, where's the Starbucks?" And they were like, "Real." Like, we don't really have them. You know, like, I had to go to a Mexican restaurant and get an iced tea.
All right. Yeah.
And you know what I said, Chick?
What did you say, Greg?
This is really great iced tea.
I was in Provo, and I went to an Ethiopian restaurant. I go, hey, can I get an iced tea and maybe a plate of biscotti cookies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
Yeah.
Don't have to cook.
Again, everyone, it's funny when you starve. Yeah.
You ever been one of those Ethiopian restaurants just handing around empty plates?
Oh, God. That's
He's not going to let up, is he?
No, it hasn't worked yet. I guess he figures.
I tell you, if you had laughed at the first one, I wouldn't be continuing. This is your fault.
Easiest job in Ethiopia? Dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
You guys.
Now this one's clean again. Yeah. Up, clean.
Up, clean.
Really, you're just a putter awayer.
Clean. The organizer.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Actually, there's some very fine Ethiopian restaurants. I think we should all.
All right, well, maybe.
I'm sorry, Greg, we got to wrap this up. Where are we going?
Yeah, wrap it up, Greg.
Well, I mean, that's going to be pretty tricky, guys.
No. Just saying, now we have the Keurig. And then
we have 3 minutes.
A lot more stuff.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I guess at some point somebody invented the fact that if you have a coffee shop, it has to be, and it's not a chain, it has to be some sort of pun, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love those. Yeah.
Yeah. Common grounds, uncommon grounds, sure. Where you been, daily grind, living la vida mocha.
I love that.
My favorite, I bless the range down in Arabica.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, my friend Bobby Butts once got fired from a place called Crepes a Latte.
That's true. I mean, that's really.
Wait a minute. Crepes a Latte. What?
So it's meant to be like thanks a lot, it's crepes a latte?
Wow.
Boy.
I thought they were like doing a bathroom joke.
In Ethiopia, they have those, but it's just a latte.
No.
Because the crepes are food. And
boy, it'd be great if this paid off somehow. But it won't.
And this thing really fell apart, Tom. I'm sorry.
Is it my fault?
I put everything I had into it. No!
No. Why would you think that?
Just a couple of quick facts, Tom. Did you know that coffee is the number two traded commodity in the world? 100 cups of coffee is a lethal dose. And people in New York City consume 7 times more coffee than people in other cities.
Really?
Yes.
Is that per capita?
That is per capita, I believe. Oh.
You know what? Did I
a nice save.
Not horrible.
No. Wait a minute. What was it? The number one traded commodity?
Number two traded commodity.
Is number one sugar? Or
I would have guessed sugar or salt.
Crude oil.
Number one?
Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense.
We're leaving the food category.
No, number one's people, right? Yeah.
Well.
You know, join Josh in the sinking ship over there.
Yeah, we've poked fun at starving people and human trafficking so far on this report.
Well, they're easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
low hanging fruit.
Dan. Yeah, there's no low hanging fruit in Ethiopia. I'll tell you that.
Come on, man. I mean,
you got to stop.
He's killing it.
Man, I had a lot of stuff prepared on this one.
Keep going. We got time. You just keep going. You're doing great.
I thought you said I was done.
Well, no, I said to begin the wrap up, we still have another couple of minutes.
It's all over the board. This is one of my favorite things. 1908 lady in Germany, Melita Benz, she invented the coffee filter.
Uh-huh. She invented the filter.
Yeah, she used one of her kids' papers from school as a coffee filter.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah. How'd you like to be that kid? Like, oh, gee, my brother gets hung on the refrigerator. Yeah. I'm being used to.
Here's what we do with bees, boy. Mom, you were supposed to sign that.
Now I can't go on the field trip.
Now, are you a coffee drinker, Greg? I know you're a nice tea drinker.
I know I drink tea. It gives me heartburn, the coffee. Ever since I was, I tried it when I was in the military. Military school.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. Thanks for your try.
Thanks for your taking tests. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it gave me terrible heartburn. I've tried it a couple of times. It didn't work. So I drink tea.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, hey, you know when coffee took off in America, Tom?
Oh, I love this joke.
Is this the famous chock full of nuts?
No, this is a real thing.
No, chock full of nuts. That was the pre-Starbucks in New York.
Yeah, I competed with those guys. I competed with them. They're a joke.
So when did it take off?
1773. What happened then, Tom?
You know this.
Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, that's when people started drinking a lot of coffee because they said it was patriotic. Your boy Teddy Roosevelt drank a gallon of coffee a day.
Wow.
Yeah. And supposedly he was having coffee at Andrew Jackson's place in Tennessee one point. And he said, It's good to the last drop.
No.
Yes. And he coined Maxwell House's slogan.
Hmm.
No.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. Isn't
Teddy
that something?
Roosevelt. Yeah. I was in the coffee business for several years. I sold Folgers coffee.
A fine product.
A fine, fine product. Better than all these other ones we talked about. it is, Josh.
I think it's great. I really do.
Yeah. You know, and I've talked to you guys about peanut butter, right? And
ad nauseum,
and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I could go back and sell peanut butter. Give me 2 days back in the game, and I would be right on top.
I wish you would.
But
you wouldn't call it, right?
Yeah. Gosh. The coffee business has passed me by, I got to be honest.
Well, it has.
I just got this notice from your company. You've just gotten the territory of Ethiopia to sell peanut butter.
Oh, boy, that's going to be tough. What do we put this on, they say?
Well, go get a loaf of bread.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.